Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome on the call. Thank you very much, Sylvia, for welcoming everybody on the call. And Sylvia's absolutely correct. What a fantastic call we had last night. It is a testimony to the leadership in this company. Because when you listen to what was shared last night, it was shared from the heart. It moved people. Sylvia and I had guests on the call last night. You know, we had three guests on the call last night. Two of those three people have made a decision. Actually, three of them are actually getting into the business. And that is very, very exciting. And what did they share? They loved the authentic, the real, the genuineness, and the way that our leadership shared. You know, Durant and Nicole Barnes did an absolutely fantastic job of truly helping somebody see and hear this opportunity through another person's eyes. It brought it alive for them. Dennis Nordquist and Gene Stewart, you know, sharing with everybody and helping them understand that they too can also do it. Verdi and Terrellyn Minifield and Dan and Teresa Healy, bringing alive those extra benefits that only Accelerate can offer to you. But it is a team call. It is created by the leadership taking the time to prepare, to look back into the last week that they have, to have such a vibrant, successful organization where it's easy to pull out examples and highlight and talk about what it is they're talking about daily, what it is that they're already excited about, and just to share and organize their thoughts, to be on the call and to do that for everybody else. So I want to thank all of the guests. I know Colin is on the call here, who was a guest at a presentation we just did in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Thursday night with Andrea. So you can hear there are new people on these calls every single morning. Why? Because our business is growing. There are more people out there looking for opportunity with a greater sense of urgency, and they're finding it here with Accelerate. And they're finding the leadership, the support, the confidence, the sense of certainty that they're looking for with the team and spirit. And that's a testimony to all of you. In fact, so many people get on these calls in the morning as part of that evaluation process, and it truly helps them understand what it is and who it is that we are all about. And this morning's call is very focused on something that I believe can make a huge difference. You know, when we think about the Gallup poll organization, we probably only hear of Gallup polls when we're focused in the election cycle and they're on CNN or you read about them in the newspaper. They are the largest international or world organization that does research. They're a research study organization. They're quoted by the government. They're quoted by politicians. They're quoted by business people. In fact, if you want to see a study, if you want to see a survey, there's no doubt that they're the oldest. There's no doubt that they're the most reputable. There's no doubt that they are the largest. But we normally hear about them when it comes specifically to business or comes to elections or something of interest like that. But what does it come to when it comes to living a more productive, positive life? Because, yes, they have done studies there, too. And the results may just will surprise you. You know, all of us that are on this call, you know, you heard Durant and Nicole Barnes talk about that the mentorship, that the coaching, that the ability to help ourselves and others grow through being a good example and creating an environment in which people can grow. Team in spirit, the name in spirit, is to inspire, to encourage, to support. So let's ask ourselves, is that an effective strategy? Is that something that's going to truly help us? I believe all of us, when we look at this and we feel this and experience this, we know in our hearts, we know in our souls, we know in our very selves that it truly does help us grow. How do we know? We've seen and felt the growth within ourselves. We've seen and felt and seen the growth within others. And we feel the sense of appreciation that we all have for it. But a tremendous study has been done. And this study just proves they wanted to measure how do you help people grow. In other words, how do you help people improve? And what they did was they gave these people these different studies and different cultures from around the world, different tasks that they wanted them to do. And these tasks that they wanted to do, they just measured how successfully they did them. And they developed each, when they did it, given these tasks, they divided it up into three specific groups. And each of these three specific groups, they measured how well they did the task, and the goal was to see, figure out how could they help them improve. And they wanted to measure this improvement, sometimes on a daily basis, sometimes over a longer period of time. Well, all they wanted to do was measure the improvement. So they said that the strategy that they would use to help them improve was one of three. In one of the categories, they praised what it is that they had done well, and that's all that they did. In other words, they looked at what they were doing, they wanted to go out there and find something that they did right, and then they praised and reinforced what it is that they did right. So that was one strategy that they used with one of the groups. The second group, what they did was they went in, they found what they did wrong. In other words, they criticized them about what they did wrong. They focused on what they did wrong and tried to criticize them or critique them to success. And then the third group, what they did was they decided to ignore them altogether. They didn't give them any criticism. They didn't give them any praise. They just simply ignored them. And they found that consistently, every single time, their results were basically the same. The group that they praised, in other words, they just simply looked to see what it is that they did well, praised what they did well, and gave them no other feedback, guess what? On average, they improved by a minimum of a 70%. 70%. In fact, the average was 71%. That's amazing. The group that they criticized, in other words, pointed out what they did incorrectly, in other words, looking to critique them to success, they did not even increase by they all increased by less than 20%. And the ones that they ignored altogether, that they increased it, they improved by around 5%. So it is very, very clear that praise, that pointing out what somebody has done well, actually wins by well over 50% every time and every task and every culture in every which way that they measured it. So understand to all of us, ask ourselves the question, what do we do with ourselves? Do we have a tendency to be a good finder with ourselves? Do we have a tendency to go out there and find what it is we do right with ourselves? Or do we have a tendency to nitpick and to be critical about ourselves? What about with others? Do we go out there with our children, with our coworkers, with our friends, with our spouses, with whoever? And do we have a tendency to point out at what people are doing well and praise them for what it is that they're doing right? Or do we have a tendency to actually focus in and criticize others because we believe that that is what we're meant to do? We give them a little praise. We focus on what they did bad, poorly, so that we believe we help them by pointing it out and critiquing them to success. The reality is that the statistics say absolutely not. If you want to help somebody improve, focus on what it is that they did well, praise them for what it is that they did well, encourage them to repeat the task. Praise 71%, criticism 19%, ignoring them 5%, the results are in. But they went on further. They looked and said, what does it do effect upon relationships? They did a landmark, two landmark studies. One was over a 10-year period with over 700 couples. Another landmark one they talked about later, but this is over 10 years, 700 couples. And what they did was they just monitored one 15-minute interaction between the couples. And they were able to pinpoint with a 94% accuracy which couples would go on to have a long, successful marriage and which couples would actually ultimately go on to get divorced, just from a 15-minute interaction between those couples in any environment, just the conversation that they had with one another. This was a 10-year study with over 700 couples. And what they found was that there was an actual ratio. In other words, the number of positive interactions that that couple would have with one another versus negative reactions or interactions that they would have with one another. And they found that the couples for whom there were five times more positive interactions to one negative interaction, those were the ones that go on to develop successful relationships. In fact, it proved to translate in so many other different areas. Whether it was the relationship that parents had with children, whether it was the relationship that friends had with one another, whether it was the relationship that coworkers had with one another. In other words, that the ideal ratio is that there's five times more positive interaction than there is negative. But then you can take it a step further. they said, let's have a look at it and say, well, what about this whole concept of Pollyanna? What about if we have nothing grounded in reality? If we just constantly praise people all the time and it's not grounded in reality, they found out that there's an upper limit too. In other words, when the interaction goes beyond 13 positive to 1 negative, that it lacks grounding in reality. So it's not to say that it's not grounded in reality. It's mindful praise. It is praise that you take the time to find, search out, and look for what is that person does right and choose then to praise them with that, but you do not ignore. When there's some negativity that does need to be pointed out, but the ratio is 5 to 1 is the minimum positive to negative, but it doesn't want to go past 13 to 1. Then they look at it even further. You say, can it be possible that this can make a difference? So now you understand in terms of improving yourself or improving others. Now in terms of the relationship you have with yourself and others, now let's look at how long you're actually going to live. Researchers did this with 839 patients at the Mayo Clinic. They did a landmark study with 180 elderly Catholic nuns. There are so many studies that they've done in this area, and they just simply looked at the emotional context of somebody's life. In other words, the emotional thoughts that they had, where they turned a tendency towards negative or positive, they found that there's an absolute direct correlation between how long you're going to live, but not just how long you're going to live, the quality of life that you're going to have. And they found that all of those people that were studied that had a negative ratio of less than 5 to 1 to positive, in other words, they had more negative thoughts, they had less than 5 of their thoughts were positive, they had lots and lots of negative thoughts in that ratio, guess what happened? They lived less than 10 years to the other people. In fact, they had a look at it and said, those people who have a tendency to be positive, who have to have a tendency to have positive interactions versus negative interactions, that were more 5 times more positive than negative, they lived on average 10 years longer. And what was interesting with the Gallup poll and what they surveyed, that they said negative emotions have a stronger direct correlation to a loss and less of a quality of life by 10 years than smoking does. And we all know that the government health warnings that come with on the side of a pack of cigarettes warning that this may cause death, this may cause premature death, but yet most of us are not aware enough of the negative situations and understanding the effect that it's having upon how we improve and how other people improve, the relationship we have with ourselves and others, and the length and quality of life that we're going to have. I'm going to finish up with this. You know, John Wooden, he won 10 NCAA championships in 12 years. He talked about how do you create happiness. If you think that this is stuff that's only out there and it's on the Gallup poll, this is what he said. Promise yourself that you will talk health, happiness, and prosperity as often as possible. You can see the positivity. Promise yourself to make all of your friends know there is something that is special and that you value about them. Promise to think only the best, to work only for the best, and to expect the best of yourself and others. Promise to be just as enthusiastic about the success of others are as about you as your own. Promise yourself to be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. Promise to forget the mistakes of the past and press on to greater achievements in the future. Promise to wear a cheerful appearance at all times and give every person you meet a smile. Promise to give much more time to improving yourself so that you have no time to criticize others. Promise to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, too happy to permit troubles to press on you. Choose today to move that ratio. Choose today to have a day in which your positive interactions are far greater than 5 to 1. Choose to go out there and praise somebody else with integrity, with velocity, and with meaning. Choose to go out there and live the day that you truly deserve to have. We love every single one of you. It's the last day of the month. Let's make it a huge month. Let's make the rank advances for yourself and for your team. Let's go out there with a positive expectation, with a smile on our face, and let's go out there and make it happen. Why? Because we deserve it, because we choose it, because we can make it happen. God bless every single one of you. We love you all and look forward to speaking with all of you on the call tomorrow. Everybody, have a great day. We love you all.
I love the energy. I mean, I absolutely love the energy, because the one thing that you can always count on Garrett to bring to every call is a spring-loaded to the positive sense of energy. Man, I tell you, it's awesome. Go ahead, Troy. I'm sorry.
You are absolutely correct, but I'm looking at the switchboard, and I want to say this is something I don't get to do. I haven't gotten to do it in a few weeks. I want to thank all of my co-hosts, Matt Jameson, Johnny, Jimmy. I want to thank you all for being here. You know, you guys, when listening to what Gary just said about passing the love, about being positive, about recognizing people, you guys have truly been an inspiration. Jimmy, you longer than the other two, but you guys are an inspiration to me every day when I get up. It doesn't matter what I'm going through. I look forward to this call. And not only that, but I was on a phone call today. A man called me on the phone. He needed some prayer. His 12-year-old niece was killed in a very tragic accident. And as we were talking and I was praying with him, we got about 8:30, and he said, "Troy, I know we've got to get off the call and we've got to get over on the radio show. This man's not even in our business. He's not in network marketing. He's a minister here in town, and he listens to the show." And it just shows that everything that we're doing is permeating. It's going out there. It's changing people's lives, guys. And I want to thank you all for being a part of this.
Well, I want to echo that sentiment first and foremost, because, you know, nothing of greatness can be accomplished without the support, friendship, and mentoring of a great many people.
Of a great team.
Teamwork makes the dream work, man. I agree, Matt. That's one of the biggest keys. And when you have a tight group of people, a core group of people that you can count on no matter what to be a part of it, to tell you when things are going well, to share that with you, and more importantly, to keep you on track if you start getting misguided, and not have to worry about hurting people's feelings and knowing that, you know, there is such a thing as self-love, and sometimes we all need to hear that,
mm-hmm.
that it's powerful. And, you know, allow me to echo the sentiments that Troy just mentioned, because I appreciate every one of you guys more than you know.
We thank you, Jimmy. We love everything that you do, and for you to organize these radio shows back when you first started doing Aces Radio Live and then taking up radio for your mind. I mean, think about the, I don't even know how many listeners, there must be hundreds now that are dialing into these and listening through the net on these calls, and the information that is shared, especially you and Troy, myself, John being a new person in the industry, but the insight from his perspective and what's happening to him is truly amazing. And I know it's touching hearts and helping a lot of people, so thank you, Jimmy, for doing all this stuff, and it's so exciting to be involved. And again, teamwork makes the dream work, and you know, nobody in this world has become successful on their own, that's for sure.
You know, yesterday, Matt, we were talking about the idea that moving forward with this week and focusing literally every call this week that we do on the concept of Independence Day, because, you know, we all have the choice of sitting down and declaring our independence. Troy mentioned yesterday something as simple as taking a 3x5 card and writing out your own individual declaration of independence and what you're committing to. There have been a number of companies over the years that I've seen that would actually create a document and have new people sign this document. And what they were signing was a letter of commitment to be here a year from now for their own good and to committing to being a part of the team, to supporting the team. You know, we talk about meetings know, and I hear people say things like, you know, oh, man, I don't want to go to another meeting. I got meetings at work, and you know. But the truth of the matter, folks, we all need meetings. Because if we're having a bad week, we need to be at a meeting to be infused with the positive energy, to share the experiences of those like-minded people, to have our beliefs reinforced because of those people. Now, this radio show is a meeting in great sense because it gives us the ability to connect on a daily basis. Most importantly, if you know, somebody says to me, it's like, man, I'm doing well. I don't need the meetings. I don't need somebody to get me motivated. I do that myself. You know what? Good for you. I'm excited for you. I'm happy for you. But the truth is, the meeting needs you. They need that positive energy that you're having. They need you to share the successes that you're having, because people all need to feel appreciated, respected. They don't get enough of it in their ordinary day-to-day life. I just finished last night writing an article for the upcoming issue of the Network Marketing Times magazine. And the comment that I put at the end of this article, item number 13 in the Baker's Dozen: success is a blessing, and it's not to be taken lightly. No one person has ever built an empire of success without the aid of a great many other people. If you really want to build something huge, never take the credit for what you have. Always take the time to shine the light of praise on the members of your team. As leaders, mentors, and trainers, we all have mentors and followers alike from whom we are continually learning from and growing because of. I challenge every one of you to never forget the people that have helped you to become someone of greatness and walk worthy. What does that mean? It means, with an attitude of gratitude. Johnny just wrote an article on Facebook the other day that it resonated strongly with me, because he mentioned a whole bunch of people that he was thankful to have as a part of his life. And John, I love you, man. It was a very thoughtful article in a way that you presented it. We all have so many things in our lives to be thankful for, that if we just share those on a regular basis with other people, great things can happen in our lives. And I apologize, guys. I've been on my bully pulpit here. I didn't mean to go ranting like that.
We love you, Jimmy. You're speaking good stuff, man.
Well, that's it. You know, and that's the key. It's about that freedom. It's about the freedom to be able to look at people and say, you know what, let's do this together. You know, I said yesterday, I look at what's going on in Iran and the fact that here it's been 30 years under the type of regime that they have, and now all of a sudden here's a new generation saying, we want some freedom. We want our voice heard. We want a government, a country that we can be proud of. Well, you know what? We live in one right here if we will all take advantage of that. One of my good friends, Orrin Woodward, wrote a little thing on Facebook this week saying, I miss Ronald Reagan. And, you know, that's a small phrase, but when I look back and taking politics out of it, when I look at the man and I look at what he stood for and the fact that he had a lifelong commitment of eradicating communism as he knew it growing up as a child, and I look at the speech, Gorbachev, tear down that wall, and I look at what we've seen happen in the world today, and you realize that one man with a commitment and a vision for freedom, one man who says, I'm going to stand for something, no matter what other people think, even if they think I'm crazy and that it's never going to happen and it's not worth it, I'm going to stand for that one thing. And that's the freedom that we share here. When you decide that you want to be in business for yourself, when you decide, hey, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to join this crazy, crazy community called network marketing. Now, I'm not going to listen to the dull, negative, disillusioned crybabies in my life. I'm going to go out here, and I'm going to do something different for me and my family, and I'm going to find a company that I can believe in. I'm going to find a system that will work. I'm going to find a team that will come around me and help me build something. Then all of a sudden, you have found something that you can be proud of, that your family can be proud of. And guys, here before too long, there's going to be a movie coming out. And it may already be out. It may be coming out today or tomorrow. It's called The Hurt Locker. And it's going to be a movie about the demolition experts in Iraq and what they're doing to help fight for Iraqi freedom. And I want you to know, if you want a movie that your family can go see, I strongly advise you guys to go see this, because it will show you what our young men are doing so that we can have our freedom, so that the Iraqi people can have their freedom, so that people all over the world can have freedom. And this is a week where we're looking back and saying, you know, what would have happened 230-some-odd years ago if our founding fathers had said, that freedom thing is probably more hype than it is reality, nothing to worry about. See, you wouldn't be on this call today. We wouldn't be sitting here saying to the whole industry, not to a specific company, but to a whole industry, hey, you can make it. You can do it. You can rock this thing forward. And if you're with the right company and the right team, bar none, you guys can do whatever you want to do. And now I'm starting to sound like Jim. See, Jim, you come down and visit me at the beach, and the next thing I know, I'm emulating you, and I'm getting on my soapbox, buddy.
You know, I feel blessed to have you as close as you are, from a masterminding standpoint. I mean, I wish Matt was closer than he is. I mean, we talk on the phone on a regular basis. You know, Johnny's going to be closer yet here in the very near future. And
I don't know if I could handle all the hugs that would crush me every day, Jimmy.
You know, there's a lot to be said for that, though. You know, when, I mean, I'm getting goosebumps just listening to you guys and talking about this morning, because the real power in this process is, it all begins with the reflection in the mirror staring back at us.
That's right.
You know, every single person on the face of this earth, and especially here in the United States of America, I mean, God bless America for the standpoint that we all have the inalienable right of choice, that we have our young men and women all around the country, that are around the world for that matter, that are fighting to preserve and give that right to others who are less fortunate than we are. Yesterday we talked about the fact that there's so many people in this country that take our freedoms for granted because they've never been more than 50 to 100 miles from the place that they graduated from high school. They've never experienced anything outside of their microcosm. And as a result of that, they don't know how good even the worst off of people that we have in this country truly have, because we all have the power to choose starting today to declare our own independence by looking at the man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror, the person in the mirror, and saying, we deserve better, we're going to have better, we're going to find a mentor somewhere, we're going to submit to their ego or our ego to their knowledge, and we're going to build something of value for our families that will last a lifetime. I mean, it's...
Johnny, we've got about a minute left. Can you close the call out, but share with people the look in the eyes of the Iraqi people when you were over there and what they had to say about what we were doing to help them with their freedom?
Well, I can tell you a personal experience from when I was doing a medevac mission. I remember we took off. We were going as fast as we could. We basically got to the scene of the site where a little girl, a little Iraqi girl, she must have been 5 or 6, we picked her up. She was in crying and tears. We had her in the back of the helicopter. We hauled as fast as we could, as fast as that Black Hawk would go, and we dropped her off. When we went to the hospital and we landed, I remember looking out the side of my cockpit door, looking at this little girl as she was sitting there with the Band-Aids being applied and everybody taking care of her. She was looking back and she gave me a thumbs up. So I got to say, anytime you look at somebody else and you're helping them, especially in this business, which is really not a business, it's a personal development, you look back at each other and give each other a thumbs up, because anything is possible, I promise you, anything.
You know,
have a great day. Oh, I'm sorry, Troy. Have a great day for everybody. please have a great day. Remember that life is a gift and it's not a right. Choose to make your life change and the people around you change. Choose that today. God bless everybody. Thank you so much for listening.
We will see you all tomorrow. Have a great day.
Have Thanks, everybody. We got Canada Day up here tomorrow. Woo!
Love all you guys. Thank you so much
Love
for being here.
Have a great day, everybody.